Chapter 9. Krishna enjoys playing with his friends. Superior to the Palinda girl we have been discussing are the Sakas, and for them, Shukadev Goswami says, Yadi duram gata krishno vana shobha shnaya tam aham puravam aham puravam iti samsprishya rimye. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.6 and Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 2.7.120. During the day, while playing and jumping about with his sakas, if Krishna, desiring to see the splendor of the forest, would go to a somewhat distant place, then with great speed the sakas would run to him saying, I will touch him first, I will touch him first. And in this way they enjoyed life. They would embrace Krishna, and Krishna would also embrace them. They would refer to one another as Sakha, Sakha, and they would carry one another on their shoulders. Because they would play with Krishna in such an unrestricted fashion, both indoors and outside, these young gopas are superior to the Palinda girl. In the early morning, Krishna would still be sleeping, and Subal, Madhu Mangal and others would come and jump on his bed to awaken him. Mother Yashoda would be hesitant to awaken him, because generally a sleeping child should not be awakened. If he slept too late, then to awaken him perhaps she would sing a sweet song and gently sprinkle some water on his face. But the Sakas would simply jump on him, and then they would accompany him to the forest for the day. While eating and drinking, while inside the house or outside, coming and going, they would always accompany Krishna. Seeing this, the gopis would say, these Sakas are so fortunate. Day and night, anywhere and everywhere, they are always playing with Krishna. If we could become Sakas, then we would always feel great happiness. We could always be by his side. Sometimes Mother Yashoda feeds them at the same time she feeds Krishna, and then they play together all day long. In this way, they are always fully satisfied. Singing the glories of the Gop Kumaras, the gopis become absorbed in Bhav. This is the nature of Prem, and especially the nature of Mahabhav. Recognizing even a trace of Prem in others, the gopis consider them to be more fulfilled than they themselves. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, surrounded by his Premi devotees, a dog approached him. It was making a whining sound, and tears began to fall from his eyes. Mahaprabhu was eating coconut and gave that dog some of his prasad. And when the next day the dog was nowhere to be found, everyone understood that it went to Vaikuntha. So who wouldn't desire to become that dog and be able to approach Mahaprabhu and receive some of his prasad? Then rolling on the ground in ecstasy, relinquishing his material body, and becoming an eternal associate of Bhagavan in Vaikuntha, who wouldn't desire such a benediction? Especially those who have prem would desire it. Similarly, upon seeing someone receiving the kindness and affection of Krishna, whether they are qualified for it or not, Radhika becomes intoxicated and thinks, they are more fortunate than me. I wish that my fortune could be like theirs. Accompanied by countless sakas, Krishna would take the calves out to graze for the day. When calves become a little bigger, they give up drinking the cow's milk, and Krishna takes something like 9 lakhs of these calves out to graze. Meanwhile, Sridham comes, and how many calves does he have? All of his calves join the procession. Then Madhu Mangal, Subal, Stoka Krishna, Arjun, and countless other Sakas with countless calves join them. Amongst this procession, there are different parties, like when a Kirtan procession is going on. One party holds a banner with the words Keshav Gaudiya Math, and another holds a banner with the name Rupsanatan Gaudiya Math, and another party hold a banner displaying the name of another mat. Similarly, the Sakas are going along together, but in separate parties. Sometimes those who desire to separate during the course of the day do so. But at the end of the afternoon, when Krishna plays the particular melody on his flute, which signifies that it is time to return, they again come together. Then upon returning, they again go their separate ways, when each Sakha takes his calves and goes to his own father's house. While going along together with their millions of calves, the Sakhas play their flutes and horns, sing and play various games. In this verse, it says Ramire, which comes from the word Ramana, which means to enjoy. Enjoying with his Sakhas, Krishna enters the forest, where they decorate each other with many varieties of flowers and leaves, as well as peacock feathers. At once Krishna is decorated like the king of dancers, and he also decorates the other boys. Then they begin playing. How does it start? Sridham steals one of Madhu Mangal's beloved laddus and gives it to another boy, and it is passed around so many times that no one knows where it has gone. Madhu Mangal approaches everyone asking them, "Have you seen my laddu?" And if they have it, they keep it hidden. One gopa steals another flute, horn or stick, and when the owner of it pursues him, he throws it away, and then another gopa picks it up and runs with it. In this way, they play in their attractive balalila. The boys are all laughing and Krishna smiles. But if Krishna doesn't smile, then everything is spoiled. Everything is going on exclusively for Krishna's pleasure. At that time, these children have forgotten their homes, families, and even their own bodily needs, everything. One boy is playing the flute, another is singing like a bird, another is mimicking a monkey, and another is imitating the sound of a frog. For the purpose of increasing their eagerness, sometimes Krishna hides, and then the Sakhas are unable to stay where they are, and they begin searching for him. If one of them catches a glimpse of him, then at once they all race there. One after another, they embrace Krishna, and laughing, Krishna embraces them in return. When Krishna would sometimes go to a slightly distant place to see the splendor of the forest, the Sakhas, upon losing the Paramananda they experience by playing with him, become very unhappy. Sanatana Goswami says in his commentary that Krishna plays with the Sakhas for 9 hours each day while taking the cows and calves out to graze. So when do the gopis receive the opportunity to be with him for that long? At that time, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, Krishna assumes two forms. In one form, he remains playing with the gopas, and in the other form, he enjoys with the gopis at Kusum Sarova or Radha Kund. Or on some pretext, he tells the Sakhas, "I am going to Kusum Sarova to get a drink of water." And by the influence of Yogamaya, he seems to return only in a second. The gopas don't know how much time has elapsed, just as an entire night of Brahma elapsed while the Rasalila was being performed. During the Rasalila, did any of the members of Krishna's or of the gopis' households know of it? They considered that it was only an ordinary night, lasting 8 hours. So either by assuming two forms or remaining in only one form, Krishna would sometimes also enjoy with the gopis during the day. Next comes this verse. Itam shatam brahma sukhanu bhyata dasyam gatanam para daivatena maya shritanam nara darakena sharadam braju krita punya puja. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.12.11 and Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 2.7.121. In this way, the greatly fortunate cowherd boys enjoy in various ways with Sri Krishna, who is seen as the Brahman effulgence by the jnanis, as the supremely worshipable deity by his servants, and as an ordinary boy by people in general. or Mayashrita can also mean that those who have received his utmost mercy, due to being devoid of the mood of opulence, saw him merely as the son of Nanda. Krishna had killed Agasura, and while taking the cows out to graze during the daytime, the Sakas were playing with the demon's bones and skin. There was no bad odor coming from this demon's body, and all the Sakas thought, "How has it become dried out like this?" Because Krishna had assumed the forms of those cowherd boys for 1 year immediately after the killing of Agasura, they thought that only 1 day had elapsed since the demon was slain. Brahma had hidden them in a cave for 1 year under yogic trance, but when Krishna glanced at them, they revived, and the expanded forms of the cowherd boys entered back into his original form. When Krishna killed Agasura, the effulgence of the demon's soul merged into Krishna's feet. Brahma and many yogis were watching this and thought, "Who is this? He appears to be an ordinary young boy, so how is this possible?" This verse says Satung, which means saints who are always fixed in meditation. For them, Krishna is the personification of the Ananda of the impersonal Brahman. And for devotees who consider themselves his servant, he is Paradaivatena, the supreme god. When Krishna entered the wrestling arena of Kamsa, who saw him as the Paradevata? The Vrishnis, who considered him to be their worshipable deity. But the gopis and other residents of Braj didn't see him like that. Some saw him as a friend, some as a son, and some as a paramour. Maya Shritanam Naradarekena. Those under the influence of Maya saw him as an ordinary young boy. The cowherd boys were playing with him because Krita Punya Punja, by their accumulation of pious activities, they were able to enjoy with him in this way. There are three meanings of the word Punya. First, it can mean conventional pious activities. But performance of this type of Punya does not qualify one to meet Krishna. Secondly, it can mean Sukriti, and by the accumulation of this, one receives Sadhu Sangha. Then they may accept the shelter of Guru and then develop Bhakti. And when Bhakti becomes perfected, Prem comes. And when one has this Prem, then he can meet Krishna. By the Punya of personalities like Maharaj Harishchandra, Dadachi Rishi, and Maharaj Sibi, one can meet Bhagavan? No. By the practice of sadhan bhakti, one won't meet Bhagavan. And even by possessing bhav bhakti, one won't meet him. When one has prema bhakti, then he can meet Krishna. Don't consider all types of bhakti to be one and the same. The cultivation of sadhan bhakti will gradually elevate one. By bhav bhakti, one may receive some darshan of Krishna, but only prema bhakti can overpower him. To become a Saka and live with Krishna may not even be accomplished by having prema bhakti if one does not have the bhav of Braj. These Sakas possess this prema bhakti with Braj bhav, and that is the meaning of Krita Punya Punja. Sanatan Goswami describes how the Sakas would play together with great intimacy. Sometimes they would run and play with Krishna without any clothing. They would eat from each other's plates and place food in each other's mouths, and they had no fear of reprimand from their elders or anyone. Speaking this verse, Shukadev Goswami felt great anand, though he could not remain solely on this topic for long. He is the parrot of Radhika, and there is nothing which can fully immerse him in Anand which doesn't include her name. But here he became spellbound in Sakyaras, and that bhav poured forth from his heart in the form of his words. In this verse, he has used the word Satung, which means saint, and here it refers to those who view Krishna as the personification of Brahmanand. It refers to those who are adorned with the 26 qualities of a devotee and who are Jnani Bhaktas like the four Kumaras. But if Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis had personally described a saint by their own definition, they would have referred to those who have the bhav of Braj, and amongst them those who possess the bhav of the gopis, and out of them the one who possesses the bhav of being a dasi of Radhika. Once Durvasa Muni came and saw Krishna playing with his friends. The boys were putting dust on top of Krishna's head, and Krishna was chasing them and throwing dust on them also. They were sometimes embracing one another, sometimes singing, and sometimes verbally abusing one another as children do. Durvasa thought, "What is this? He who is the very embodiment of Brahman has taken birth in the house of Nanda." Gazing in Krishna's direction, he became spellbound and just stood motionlessly. Krishna saw him from a distance and at once left his playing and approached him, saying, "Baba, I have defeated Subal." Then Subal came and said, "I have defeated Kanaya." Another boy came and said, "I defeated Krishna." And then Krishna said, "No, Baba, I defeated him." Durvasa could only silently gaze at Krishna, and then he sat down. He couldn't determine who defeated who, and was unable to give them a verdict. Then Krishna sat in his lap, and grabbing his beard said, "Baba, you don't speak. Are you deaf and dumb?" Then feeling restless, Krishna raced away from there smiling and began playing again. Durvasa had not entered Braj after only one or two days' journey. He had been wandering for millions of years and had seen countless universes, countless Brahmas and Sankars. And after that, he entered Braj. Wonderstruck, he thought, "Here, playing with these boys, is the personification of Brahmanand." From a distance, he offered pranam so as not to disturb Krishna's leela. Then he went away from there. This is the vision of Krishna being referred to in this verse by the line, "Itam satang brahma sukhanu bhatya." Then the next line refers to devotees who see Krishna as Paradevata, their worshipful supreme deity. And then the third line says, "Maya shritanam naradara kena," which means that those under the influence of Maya see Krishna as an ordinary child. But one more meaning has been given here. If this were to refer to those souls trapped in material illusion, then the sequence would be inconsistent. First was described how the rishis see Krishna, and then how the devotees see him. So here, Maya Shritanam must refer to those who are under the influence of Yoga Maya. Sanatan Goswami quotes this verse, "Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayoginya Adishvari Nandagopa Sutam Devi Patimme Kuru Te Namaha." Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.4. O Katyayani, O possessor of the Yogamaya Shakti, please give us the boon of having Krishna as our husband. So in the verse we are discussing, Nara means that those who have taken shelter of Yogamaya saw the son of Nanda Maharaj as an ordinary boy. They didn't see him with Aishwarya Bhav, but with Madhurya Bhav. They always played with him in Nara Leela, never considering him to be Bhagavan. If Krishna ever tried to tell them that he was Bhagavan, the gopis would start clapping and say, "What? You are Bhagavan? You are only a liar and a cheat. And when you are hungry, you break your mother's pots of yogurt." So here, Maya Shritanam must refer to the gopis who, by reciting this Siddha mantra and offering puja to Katyayani, received Krishna as their paramour. Otherwise, the sequence of the verse would be incorrect. So in the words Nara Darakena, the word Dara can also mean wife. So in this way, it also refers to the gopis, who always saw Krishna as a Kishora, handsomely decorated like a new bridegroom and appearing supremely attractive as the king of dancers. This verse is saying that with this dearest paramour of the gopis, the Sakas are playing all day long. So how fortunate must they be considered to be? Thus ends chapter 9 of Bhakti Rasayana.